morning and welcome to episode 132 of Taking the Charge podcast with you from Phoenix, Arizona. I am David Hine of Hine News. Thank you for stopping by again. So Phoenix, what am I doing in Phoenix this time? Actually, I am catching some baseball. If you're in the States and you don't have college basketball to report about, what do you do? Sure, you go to a baseball game. So I'm actually in at spring training right now. Had the chance to go catch the Cubs game yesterday. Saw Chris Bryant hit home run, which was pretty exciting. But saw the Cubs get beat down by the Oakland A's. And I will probably head over to check out Cleveland and the Angels, the Indians against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim today. And then in the evening, head back to San Diego. And Thursday are the next set of games in the NCAA tournament. Obviously, I'm here on the west coast of the States, as I said last week, to kind of cover a little bit of the NCAA tournament. I was up in Seattle. Before I get to that, let's just kind of run down the usual details. You can find me on Twitter at Hine News, HEINNEWS. The Facebook group, just put in Taking the Charge, and come on in to the group. That's on Facebook. I am on the web at hinenews.com, and you can catch me per email at hinenews@gmx.de. Rate and review us on iTunes. Always good to have that. So was up in Seattle for I guess what ended up being part of the East Regional and the South Regional. Don't ask. Unfortunately didn't have one of the upsets that makes up March Madness, but did have a couple of good teams. Ended up that Louisville went through and Gonzaga, Louisville in the East, Gonzaga in the South. So I guess kind of talk about that. But actually, I guess before we do that, this has been a long time since I'd seen college basketball live. It was probably since I've covered it live in college, which is quite a few years ago. It's a tough game to watch sometimes, especially if you're used to international basketball. This is going to probably be my column this week, and for FIBA, they seriously need to rework this game a little bit. Timeouts, amazing number of timeouts. There's timeouts after every 4 minutes of action, TV timeouts. So after the 16-minute mark, after a 12-minute mark, 8-minute mark, 4-minute mark, each of those, as soon as you pass that minute, you go into a TV timeout. On top of that, each team has 5 timeouts. So it's amazing. It's an amazing number of timeouts. It gives you a chance to look up stuff if you're a journalist, but, you know, if you're there and I guess, you know, go to the bathroom, get some nachos, get some burger, whatever, if you're, you know, in the stands as a fan. But, it's a kind of a tough game to sit through in that regard. Lots of breaks. And also the 35-second shot clock. I've watched college basketball with 35-second for years and years and years, obviously. But there's a lot of dead time in basketball, in college basketball, and it seems to me that it would be quite beneficial to really cut it down and, you know, the let them go through their offense. Seems to me that some of the reasons why the college basketball teams will score later in the shot clock is it's also because the guys are kind of tired from defending. They don't defend intensively for 35 seconds necessarily, but, that is quite a long time. But there's a lot of dead time in there that, you know, you can cut off pretty easily. And you know, this year in Europe, and actually, I guess in most of basketball around the world, I don't think everywhere, but the shot clock was changed to 14 seconds after an offensive rebound. And college basketball goes all the way back to 35 seconds, which was pretty amazing to see. So I think those are two big things that really, you know, the number of timeouts, limit those number of timeouts a little bit, and kind of get get rid of 35 second shot clock. And you know, people are arguing, yeah, 30 seconds. Why not? If you're going to change it, go to 34, go to 24. I mean, the goal of college, the stated goal of college is to prepare students, student athletes, whatever, for professional life. And, you know, everywhere in the world, there's a 24 second shot clock. So, I don't see why you should have a 30 second shot clock. Prepare them for the NBA, prepare them for European basketball, prepare them for basketball in Asia, prepare them for basketball in everywhere. 24 second shot clock, go to it. Also kind of weird not having the quarter breakdown. But you know, it was exciting to be there. And I had a chance to do quite a couple of interviews there. Obviously, kind of focused a little bit more on the international guys. So I think what I'll probably do is I'll probably just kind of when I talk about the teams, I'll kind of go into those players. So the first team, I guess, so Northern Iowa was playing Wyoming. Had a chance was actually pretty excited to see Larry Nance Jr. play for Wyoming. Obviously the son of Larry Nance, former NBA player, and he was quite unimpressive. Yeah, he was kind of underwhelming for a long time, and tentative and not aggressive, and then he just kind of went off. I think it was a dunk, and then hit a three, and then hit another. I think scored 13 points in a row for Wyoming, got the team back in the game. But Northern Iowa is a pretty good group, and so So I had a chance to went into the talk to the Cowboys of Wyoming, and had a chat with young Swedish player Alexander Gorski. So here is my chat with him.
Oh, Alex, welcome to the NCAA tournament. Thoughts about being here?
Say that again, please. Sorry.
Thoughts about being here?
It's great to be here. Like, we worked so hard this whole season, and that it's finally paying off. That's great. You know.
What's it like for you as a kid from Sweden? When was your first sort of taste of the NCAA tournament? When do you remember watching it for the first time?
Yeah, I remember it. I just remember like a certain. I have like a specific memory when I was watching ESPN from back home. Probably about. I was about 8, watching the tournament, and it was just right then and there, and then I knew that it was something I wanted to do when I got older, so it's just great to be here, you know?
Talk about the journey here. First, you went over to Sunrise. How did you decide on that? How did you get over there?
They saw me play the European Championships, and I've always wanted to play college basketball, and that gave me an opportunity to showcase myself for schools over here. So that was why I came over in the first place. Yeah.
You were at the Albert Schweitzer in 12. How big of a experience was that for you?
That was a big tournament, big time.
Knowing all the greats that played at that tournament.
Right, like all the big players that played it before, and just being able to represent my country was really a great experience for me.
Why Wyoming?
I would say the coaching staff at first, and the whole just basketball environment here. I just love the coaches. They when they recruited me, they were really personal and just they just really wanted me. They didn't want to fill a spot. They really wanted me as a player. So I think that's the main reason to why I came over, just to Wyoming.
Compare Lund, Sweden to where you're at now.
I mean, obviously, it's a huge difference. I mean, I'm not from a big city at all, so I'm kind of a small town guy still. But Wyoming, it's something different. It's not in a bad way though. People are very friendly and take good care of us and stuff. So I still enjoy my.
What's the best part of it?
About Wyoming.
Yeah.
I don't
the wide open spaces. I don't know. Never been to Wyoming, so I can't say.
Yeah, I would just more so say just our fans and all the like the great people up there. People are very friendly and just very welcoming. Especially for me coming from another country and everything, just helping me get used to everything over here. So, yeah.
You've got 19 games this year, over 2 points a game. You know, it's a jump from high school prep basketball. How do you think you've done here this season?
I mean, I think I've done good. Thinking about the circumstances, I broke my finger a week before the first game of the season, so I missed, I think, the first, I want to say, 10 games or something like that, 9 games. So I really never, it didn't turn out the way I wanted to, but I mean, thinking about the circumstances, I think I've done pretty all right. Just hopefully next year I'll stay healthy longer, knocking wood.
Don't knock on that the broken finger. Thoughts about what kind of reaction have you had from back home in Sweden to being here and being in the tournament now?
I haven't gotten a lot of media attention at all, but people personally that I know that follow basketball, obviously they know about it. And since basketball is not the main sport in Sweden, it's not like it's on TV.
It's getting
or anything.
There, though.
It is. But not that much, honestly.
Who are some of the guys that, let's say, congratulated you? Who are some of the Swedish guys that congratulated you?
Mostly friends, family, old coaches, old teammates, and so on. Yeah.
Maybe make it talk about what your European experience kind of translates to the game here. You know, I mean, there's 49 different schools that have at least one international player. Talk about how the international experience kind of helps you.
I would just say it helps develop your basketball IQ and being able to execute offense and run sets and etc. Because people, I mean, generally in Europe, people aren't as athletic as people over here, so they can't depend on just being athletic. They have to run sets and develop their game from the offense and et cetera. So that's something I think I have maybe an advantage of, since I'm not a super athlete myself. So that's, yeah.
Your goal, I mean, in college basketball.
I mean, just like every other kid, I want to win a national championship. That's what everybody wants to do. Win championships, for sure.
We're here. Thoughts about being in Seattle for your first tournament? What do you guys need to do to be successful?
I mean, we've watched a lot of tape on Iowa State and, Northern Iowa. And I just think that we need, obviously, have a lot of good shooters and Tuttle inside. Like, we need to contain those and contain him and limit their three-point attempts, I think, to win this game. Focus on our defense like we usually do. Not let people get up to the 60s, but keep it in the 40s, 50s. That's where we're the best.
Thoughts about playing for Sweden in the future? Is it something you're thinking about at all, or what's your status on that?
You're saying for the national team? I mean, I would love to play for the national team. It's such a privilege to represent your country, and and events like that, such as the Abu Swarish tournament and the European Championship and stuff. But right now, I don't think I'm going to be in a senior on the senior team for probably a few more years. But hopefully, I mean, that's a plan. That's a goal of mine, to play for the senior team for sure.
Like I said, there's 49 schools with at least one international, 31 of them with at least two, 24 countries from Europe here in the tournament. Why do you think that is? Why do you think so many international players, more and more are coming over here to do this?
I think it's just great how you can combine school and basketball in a better way than you could do in Europe. Like, if I would have stayed in Sweden, I would have to, it wouldn't work out with playing professionally and study at the same time. But now I get an education for free and I can play at the highest level. So that's, I think that's the main reason for people coming over here.
Good luck.
Okay, so yeah, he didn't actually get into the game. Gorski didn't get into the game all that much, but was fun to talk to him. Northern Iowa obviously advanced from advanced in that game. Seth Tuttle and Will Buss, two interesting guys, both seniors, and I can see Tuttle playing in a pretty decent league in Europe this year. If he doesn't get drafted, I don't know where he's. I was kind of talking with some of the other reporters there. I don't know exactly where he would be drafted. I don't know where he can. What kind of position he'd play? He's not a. He's not big enough to really play a four in the NBA, and he's not really quick enough to play a three. So kind of a tweener, power forward, in college, and I think he'd probably be a pretty decent pro in Europe, and yeah, I can see him playing in Europe definitely. Will Buss, kind of same, not anywhere near as good as Tuttle, but Tuttle's a really nice player, and smart kid, and so he'll be somewhere in Europe next year. The other game was really fun. Irvine against UC Irvine, University of California at Irvine against Louisville, and I had a chance to. I'll go talk to do the interview right away. Talk to the young Greek kid, Ionis Dimakopoulos. Sorry about that, but you kind of get the picture. So I had a chance to talk to him, and so here's the interview with that. We'll catch you on the other side.
Jonas, welcome to the NCAA tournament. Your thoughts about being here?
Well, it's really nice to be here, and it was one of my dreams coming true, coming all the way from Europe. When I was growing up, that's a tournament I always watched on TV, and I wouldn't think I would be here one day. And when I made the choice to come to America to play in college, you know, became one of my goals, and here I am.
What's your first memory with the NCAA? What do you remember?
You mean when I started watching when I was a kid?
Yeah. Do you remember what kind of...
I just remember how different it was from the European basketball. Also, it was the first tournament I would watch with 35-second shot clock. I was used to 24. And it was weird to me how slower the pace in Europe was with much shorter shot clock, and here that you have a lot more time, 35 seconds. People were running, shooting. It kind of reminded me kind of a Spain type of basketball.
Is there a game? Is there a tournament that you remember? A year at all that you remember?
Not exactly, to be honest. I just remember Coach K and post interviews from him. And I remember watching Kansas play. I was one team I remember, but it was like 5-6 years ago. Okay. Not a lot of memories, yeah, to be honest.
You went through high school to come here originally. What was your thought about leaving a great club like Panathinaikos and coming to a high school in the States? What were you thinking then?
Well, I thought that basketball will end eventually, at a probably high age for me, I hope. And then you have to have a job after it if you don't manage to make enough money to be settled. And a college degree from American University, it's a very good opportunity to have. And I think I could. America was the best place to do both, get a degree and play college basketball.
Why Irvine?
Well, Irvine has a beautiful campus. It's amazing. Also, when I visited, I like the coaches. I like the facilities. We just opened a new weight room this year, and also. At the moment I visit, Irvine was top 50 academic school in the world. Now I think we're top 40. We even got better. So getting a degree from UCI is really powerful.
What are you studying?
Sociology and minor in criminology.
Criminology. Okay. Talk about your development last year, obviously first year in college. This year you've been able to play more and do more on the court. Thoughts about where you're at right now?
Well, yeah, as you said, last year I was averaging about 4.5-5 minutes per game coming in as a freshman. Obviously it was hard to play over people like Mamadou, and JR was doing a terrific job, because he's also fourth year in school, So I was just trying to fit in, and it wasn't a really easy experience, to be honest, but I think it worked out well. And this year, we worked a lot harder in the preseason, and I got some opportunities to play. I think I did good, and that built the trust coach has about me, and he kept playing me more and more every game.
So, like going against Mamadou every day in practice?
Well, it's really weird because I never played against someone like him, and I never will, because none of the other schools competing have someone that big and tall like him. So I for sure had to modify my game in order to play against such a big force inside the paint.
Thoughts about the next couple of years? I assume you want to stick around here for another 2 years and get your degree?
Yeah, that is a plan. I want to get a degree from UCI. Also, I would like to help the Eaters achieve our goals every year, another hopefully winning season. Why not another appearance on the SA tournament?
What's it like, being here for the first time in school? It's lots of excitement. Thoughts about that?
Well, it's an amazing feeling. As I said before, it's a dream coming true, and everybody's excited about us because it's the first team that ever made it from UCI to the tournament. So in a way, we kind of wrote history for our school, and everybody is so happy about us doing that, and we kind of feel like our effort that we put all these years coming into a good result, and we're here to compete and give our best every day, see what happens.
What's it like having Haraldis and Luke here, a couple of guys from Europe who may, maybe at least have a little bit of that European mind frame as well? Is that something that you experience, or how do you feel about that?
I mean, it's great to have people from all over the world. You see so many cultures being combined, and I think European guys fit good in our program. And the remaining American teammates did a great job of fitting us in and making us feel comfortable in a different environment that we're used to.
I think of the 68 teams in the field, 49 have international guys, 31 of those have at least two. Why do you think it is that more and more internationals are coming and taking and choosing this route? And what does it say about both, let's say, the European game, there's 24 countries, and the NCAA game?
Well, I believe the international people are used to a different type of play, and I was used to a slow pace, and as a big guy also. But then I thought if I could get the experience that a fast pace can give you, and you know, like in America, they push you to your limits a lot more than they do in Europe, and they work on different stuff. So I believe if I could combine both, it would make me a lot better, a lot more effective. And a lot of people believe the same thing, and especially Ioannis Papapetru. He played in Texas Longhorns as a freshman. He started. We're born in the same city. Our parents played basketball in the same club. So he actually asked me to go to his high school a summer. We were playing together in the national team. I told him I wasn't ready for America yet, but a couple of summers later, I think I was ready.
Yeah.
So I came, and he was one of the first people that came and kind of opened the way. He led the way. Also another former teammate of mine, Paris Marangos, he played for George Washington University last year. They make also the tournament. He transferred to American this year, American University. So as you see more and more people going, you know, he did, why couldn't I make it, you know? And it's amazing how, like, 3 years ago with only four people, 2 years ago it was like 13, and now we're like in great numbers. That's only from my country, and I'm guessing it's from a lot of countries too.
Talk about your game. You know, we talked about going against Mamadou every day. You know, that's a, you know, obviously such a big guy, and you're having to work, trying to get around him, do different things. Where do you see your game right now, and what are some of the things that you want to work on next?
Well, building my body is the most focus I have on right now, and become more tough is both my coach and my personal goal, because that's what college basketball is about, right? And then I would like to provide my team with maybe a little bit of a stretch, big guy. Maybe
you're able to shoot that ball in a little bit?
A little bit. I haven't been shooting that good this year, but I think it'll be okay. I've been working on it a lot, and being able to stretch the floor gives the opportunity to, I don't know, maybe people to drive. If you pick the big guy out, you leave a space in the paint that could lead to opportunities for the remaining of the teammates on the court.
What do you think about Panathinaikos? I mean, is it something that you might want to go back to, or was the relationship, you know, just was it a good relationship when you left? You said you wanted to go, and they were totally accepting of it. And I mean, obviously, there's the two big guys there. You know, I mean, Panathinaikos and Olympiakos. I mean, is that something that you're even thinking about at all, or is it just focus on getting the education done?
Well, my relations with Panathinaikos are really good, but for the moment are closed. Irvine has priority, my degree has priority, and I love the place. I already told my dad, like, I'm not planning of leaving for no reason until I get my degree. And when I finish my amateur career, we can talk about Panathinaikos or any other team yet. Panathinaikos, I have a really good relationship with it because my dad was a former player of Panathinaikos, and a lot of the staff are still the same. So my dad was in the good terms. I end up with the good terms. Also brought the first under-16 championship Panathinaikos ever had, the first under-18 championship Panathinaikos ever had. So I don't think our relationship could be better than that.
Yeah. Louisville also have two bigs. What do you think about Louisville? What do you think about the matchup? What do you think that you guys got to do to win this game?
Yeah, Louisville got bigs. They're a very good team with experience of a tournament like that. Or, if I'm not mistaken, they were the champions a couple of years, two years ago. So But I believe in my team, and as long as we stay together and defend as we know how to defend, we can create problems to good teams like we proved this year. We were beating Arizona in 32 minutes at their home crowd, with their home crowd. And then we gave troubles to Oregon. We managed to take them in overtime. And at those two games, we were together. We were playing good. As long as we do that tomorrow, I think we'll be in a good standing.
I'll let you go with that. Good luck. Okay, so Giannis was, he was kind of like the third big man, second big man, sort of off the bench. But of course, Irvine, I don't know if you saw the game, but Irvine had had this 7'6" Mamadou Ndiaye, who he's got a decent skill set, sophomore, he's got a very nice little skill set there. And I think what I was kind of saying around was, you know, if he were to try to find Okalaja, you know, and not Okalaja, Olajuwon, Hakeem Olajuwon, kind of work with him, he could be pretty deadly. But just such a giant man, it's amazing. So Irvine, fun team, lots of international guys. I think they had six of them. They gave Louisville a fight, man, for sure, without a doubt. But in the end, amazing enough, I think one of the biggest reasons why Irvine ended up losing is they could not feed the big man. He's 7'6", they could not get the ball into him. They tried, and they would underthrow him. The guy, the defender, would be able to steal the ball. And to me, that seems just that's just impossible. I don't see how that could happen, because you've been playing with this guy this is your second full season for a lot of these guys, and just overthrow the ball. If I'm coach, I'm just saying, hey, throw the ball over him, you know, and make him jump and get it, you know, because there's nobody else in the NBA who's going to get that ball if they throw it over him. So just throw it over him let him do his thing. But they didn't, and they ended up paying for it. But they don't lose very much, Irvine, and so they'll be back at the tournament next year. And I think that's a Sweet 16 team next year, I think. And if they can figure out if their players can figure out how to pass the ball into Mamadou Ndiaye. Okay, so I guess Louisville, Northern Iowa, then was the East region matchup between those two, and Louisville ended up winning by 13. But I think it was about 4 minutes left. Northern Iowa had a steal and a breakaway layup, and the guy who was clear out front had a. And decided to pass it to the trailer, and the trailer ended up getting blocked, and that would have made it a 4-point game. And then Louisville come back down and hit an alley-oop dunk, and make an 8-point game. And I think they scored 4 points after that. The rest of the game, final 4 minutes. So you know, that was by far the backbreaker. Louisville, I did a couple interviews, but I'm going to save those for next week. Not that I didn't talk to them. They obviously had a lot of good guys to talk to, but I'm going to save those for next week. So I kind of giving you the heads up on that. Let's go over to the South regional teams. So it was Iowa against Davidson in the first game. Pretty clear result. Iowa was by far the better team. From Iowa, I had a chance to talk to Dom Ulm, from Germany, on the Iowa team. Didn't play really all that much, but still wanted to check in with him. So here's my chat with him.
Dom Ulm, you are here at the
NCAA tournament. Congratulations. What do you feel like?
You know, I'm just excited to get it going. It's my first NCAA tournament, so I'm just looking forward to it.
You're from Germany. What's your first memory of the NCAAs?
First memory? I don't really remember, to be honest, but every year it's like some special and a couple of great games. And so.
Was there anyone in particular that you remember?
I think last year's Michigan game, that was pretty, Trey Burke shot, I think that was pretty sweet.
Obviously, Niels Giffey with UConn last year. You were here in the States. What was that like for you, having a little German pride, seeing him win that?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I definitely want to win one myself now that I saw him win it. And there were a couple of German players in the NCAA, so we all have the same goal.
You came here to go to high school for 2 years from Frankfurt. Maybe talk about that, why you decided to go that route and not maybe stay in the NBBL, NBBL program and whatnot.
I feel like it was the right decision for me just to get ready for college and everything, academic too, and basketball-wise. That's what I came here.
And why Saint... Point Pleasant? Why Point Pleasant?
Well, my cousin went there 2 years before me, I think, or 3 years. So I just talked to him, and then, yeah, that's how I got there.
And why Iowa? Good program, Big Ten, but why? How did that work out?
I mean, just the overall package. I like the coaches, the campus, the way you play, everything about it.
Yeah. How's school?
It's going good. Yeah.
It's tough, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's not too bad, though. Yeah. Yeah.
How's it compared to what you thought it was going to be?
I think it's actually a little bit easier than I thought it would be, but yeah, it's still a lot of work.
Germans, are coming here a lot. Do you think it's something that'll continue even more? Do you think it's something that maybe will kind of go down a little bit, or what do you think? I mean, do you think it'll just keep going? I mean, it's the attraction of being able to study and play, which you don't have in Germany.
Yeah, I think it will increase. Like the last couple of years, we have a lot of players in the NCAA now, and definitely. The opportunity that we can play basketball and study at the same time. It's definitely.
What do you think your game's at right now? I mean, it's your first year getting used to the game. I mean, you've gotten some games, you're getting some time, Big Ten, it's a big time conference. Thoughts about where your game's at?
I'm just gonna try to continue to get better. I'm always working my shot. I just gotta stay aggressive and just get better.
Was the Big Ten maybe level wise? Where was it compared to what you thought it was going to be? Is it tougher than you thought? I mean, what about the level of the competition?
You play like every team is a great team in the Big Ten, and it's always competitive. So you just gotta give it your best every day. I just learned that you can't slack and you gotta play aggressive every day, every game where you lose.
You said you're working on your shot. What other areas are you trying to work on?
Definitely getting stronger. My shot, as I said, slowing my mind down. I feel like sometimes I feel like sometimes I just play too fast. And yeah, that's basically it.
You're in the Frankfurt system. It's a really good system. They're bringing up a lot of players. How did that end? Did that end in a good relationship? I mean, obviously they're supportive of guys going of their decisions. What was the relationship like with the Skyliners before you left?
It was good. They supported me. I didn't really talk to them that much, but I just made my decision, and I think they support players going overseas, over here. And just one of the best for us.
Did you know Mats, and what did you think about him when he came down with the injury and had to retire? Jakob, wasn't he the 94 or 95? Max Mertz, who's the one who had the
who retired
with the foot injury, the ankle injury?
He's hurt. I don't even hear about that. He got hurt.
Yeah, he had to retire.
Really?
17 or 18
Really, I didn't know that.
Oh, the younger of the Mertz.
Oh, the younger one.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, that's Jacob.
Jacob.
Yeah, I didn't know that. But I got to talk to his brother.
There you go.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
News from Germany here in Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even know about that. I got to talk to Max, like also close with him, so.
I guess they said that he couldn't if he wanted to play later. It might mess him up later in his career. So, like just a normal private life. So, what'd you
think of the cupcake in your room when you got there?
The cupcake,
the basketball cupcake.
Oh yeah, I didn't even eat it. So,
did you get it?
I saw it in my teammate's room, but I don't think we had one in my room.
You didn't get one.
I'm not sure. I didn't see it. At least maybe my roommate ate it.
Because it's from my brother.
Oh, really?
He owns a cupcake shop here.
Yeah, I don't see it.
You're here. Obviously, the goal is to win and be on the gate, be on the floor Monday, April 6th. I know it's game by game. First, talk about tomorrow, what you guys got to do to get the win.
I mean, Davis and Nev, great three-point shooters, so we just got to... we can't give them open threes and easy looks, and just gotta contain our guards. Don't give them a lane to the basket, and yeah, get back in transition, stuff like that. Rebound, take advantage of our size. I feel like
the goal here.
The goal.
The goal, yeah.
Make it as far as possible, you know, win a state championship.
Talk about your career, where you want to go. I mean, you're a freshman now. You would have 3 years of eligibility left. You want to stay here the whole time? Think you might want to go back? In general, your thoughts about your career at this early age, at this early stage? I know. But.
Yeah, I don't even know yet, to be honest. Like, it's a long way to go, and I'm just trying to get better every day, and we'll see what happens.
Best thing about being in the States?
Best thing.
Is there that many or are there that few?
I mean, I basically like everything. It's not that much different than Frankfurt, I feel like. It's like similar. I don't even know.
What's Iowa like? I mean, Iowa. You know, you're Frankfurt is, you know, decent size.
I was pretty boring compared to Frankfurt, but I like the campus. But besides the campus, there's like nothing around. But
lots of farms, lots of corn.
Yeah, that's definitely more to do in Frankfurt, but that's not too bad.
What do you miss about Frankfurt? What do you miss about Germany?
Probably my family, my friends. Those are like the main parts.
All right, I'll let you go with that.
Okay. So yeah, they beat Davidson pretty handily, and Aaron White is a senior there. Another nice player, kind of a little bit more of a winger type guy than Tuttle. But also very intelligent. Also see him playing EuroLeague maybe 2 years or so. I don't know. They also had a sophomore, Peter Juck, who moved to Iowa around the age of 9 originally from Sudan, was a refugee from there. Another kid I like quite a bit was Jared Uthoff, who really was kind of loud on this big old thunder dunk in the second game, and kind of piqued my interest, and can do a lot of things, can shoot. He's a 2-3, decent size, not NBA, but he'll play in Europe somewhere as well. So the other side was Davidson. Even though he didn't really play, I guess he did play a little bit, Oscar Michelsen from Finland, Had a chance to talk to him, and played in the Finnish second division last year, and so and now he's in the NCAA tournament. So here's my chat with Oscar Michelsen from Davidson.
Oscar, you guys are at the big dance. Thoughts about being here?
Well, it's great. Great experience so far. We had a lot of long travel yesterday, but now we're happily here and like enjoying it so far.
What's it mean for you to be here?
Obviously, it's a big thing. We play basketball in America from Europe, but it's a huge team to be in, a part of a big dance.
There's a lot of more and more Europeans here, and sort of the lure of education and playing basketball. What's your first, let's say, memory, or how do you remember the NCAA tournament? What's your first experience of watching it on TV or whatever?
I think it was a few years back when I started following college basketball more and more, and like all the atmosphere that they have in the March Madness and everything, like tie games, huge crowds. It's just amazing to be part of it myself.
Talk about the journey here. Last year you were in second division in Finland. How you landed here?
Well, it's a long journey, yeah. Like you said, couldn't imagine being here a year ago, but been working hard, doing my best in practice, and obviously being with the great teammates and a great team with a great year we have. So that's how it works pretty much.
How'd you land at Davis?
I think it's mostly because of Coach McKillop's European connections and everything. Recruiting was hard, like easy for them, and I really like Davidson as a recruiting process and everything, so it was an easy decision for me.
Compared to the second division, even compared to the first division in Finland?
Well, the game is much more athletic, players are better, like all the bigger arenas, everything. It's a whole other league.
Biggest adjustment that you had to make sort of when you came here in general?
In general?
Mm-hmm.
Well, living in a new country, new culture, everything, so just I can't name one thing. So.
Yeah. And on the court?
On the court, just the pace of the game, play better players, more athletic players, and it's just intensity and tempo of the game.
How you see your game has developed now? I mean, you've been here now for upwards of 5-6 months. About where you see your game?
The biggest development has been defensive end, to be able to guard those athletic guys I just mentioned. But like my offensive game has been there all the time. But that's my biggest development so far.
Next things you want to work on?
Just the overall game. There's a lot much more things I can develop, and mainly athletic abilities and stuff. So,
talking about tomorrow, Iowa in general. Thoughts about the game?
Oh, it's a big game. First game in a March Madness, and for us, and a big conference team, Big Ten conference, really good team. Really looking forward to that. Really looking forward to the game.
How easy was it for you to kind of come here and know that there were a couple of Europeans here with Ali and with Manu and you know, how easy did that help you in your transition?
Obviously it's been a big help, both of those guys, I mean, like big brothers for me, and all the stuff that is new for Europeans to come into the States, but like I said, all team has been great, and it's been easy to adjust me.
Reaction in Finland, have you heard anything at all?
Yeah, there's been some news articles and stuff, but it's what happens in Finland pretty much doesn't like touch here, so it's been pretty quiet here.
Let's say what people here in the States think about Finland. What are some of the, let's say, humorous questions you've been asked?
How cold is it up there?
How cold is
it? Yeah, and that's the biggest thing, I think.
Stockman from Norway was asked if there's polar bears walking around in the streets of it.
Well, can I agree with that?
Yeah. Of the 68 teams in this tournament, 49 of them have at least one international. 31 of them have two at least. Why do you think that is?
I think it's just the part of like basketball being a global game, and more like more the ways to recruit players all over the world, and that's definitely a positive thing to the whole basketball world and also NCAA. That we have more versatile players all over the world, and basketball is spread out all over the world. That's the biggest thing.
Have you had any communication with Coach Detmond at all regarding this? I know you're still young, but you know they're always trying to look in and bring people in and into the system, into the Wolfpack. Have you been in communications with Detmond at all?
Yeah, a couple of times, and he took a visit here a month ago, and we talked about next summer and stuff, but it's going to be things we're going to discuss more about after the season, so now my full focus is this tournament and the next game.
Any communications with the Murphys?
No.
All right, I'll let you go with that. Good luck.
Okay, so Iowa then ended up going and playing Gonzaga. Gonzaga went through against North Dakota State. And North Dakota State, it was the stuff of legends there for a little bit. 6'6" guy, Dexter Werner, who was actually from Bismarck and only one of two North Dakota kids on that North Dakota State team. And he was seriously giving guys like Karnofsky and Sabonis real fits, and everybody was in Twitter was kind of going off on him, and it's just really fun, you know. It's just there's like about a 4 minute stretch there where it was the Dexter Werner show, but obviously Gonzaga way too much, and they ended up reaching the deciding game against Iowa, and Kyle Wiltshire just went off and showed that he's a pretty impressive shooter. I think he made his first 6 shots, I can't even remember. I know he scored more than 20, something, I think 25, 26 or something like that. Great score though, for sure. And so that was pretty impressive to see Gonzaga, pretty much, they were more than a strong team against Iowa. So then move on to the Sweet 16. So like I said, I'll be up in Los Angeles, and those matchups will be Wisconsin against North Carolina, 1 against 4 seeds, and then Xavier, the 6 seed. Usually that would have been that was Baylor. Who got upset? Who did they get upset? That was the father coach in the Georgia State who had the Achilles injury. And then Arizona. Well, they'll play Xavier as the 6 seed. Will play Arizona. So should be fun. Really looking forward to that. Otherwise, so it's Kentucky, who seems to have been pretty, easy road so far. They play West Virginia, will be pretty tough for them, but still, I would imagine can get through. Wichita State against Notre Dame. I think I'd probably go with Wichita State on that one. That was the Midwest. I talked about the West, and then the East is NC State against Louisville. I wouldn't be surprised. Actually, I didn't really watch NC State, but I would not be surprised at all if Louisville, even though I picked them to I think even reach the final. I wouldn't be surprised if Louisville does get beat there, because they're really not that great of a team. They don't have a lot of guard. Creative guards their guards are solid, but they don't have a lot of scorers. Rozier and Snyder, they're serviceable, but they're not elite at all. Like I said, I don't really know NC State, so it's kind of hard for me to say, but I think that I wouldn't be surprised at all, the 8 seed, if the Wolfpack end up beating the Cardinals. So that bracket is Oklahoma against Michigan State. Michigan State obviously knocked off Virginia, the 2nd seed. I like Izzo a lot, and I think Izzo will probably go to the Elite Eight, and yeah, great chance of reaching the Final Four, obviously, if you're in that game. Again, I guess I kind of have to pick Louisville since I had them in my bracket, but the South is Duke against Utah. Actually, I had Utah losing to Georgetown, so I like that Georgetown team, but obviously Utah knocked them off, so I still think Duke will win that, and UCLA-Gonzaga is going to be a good matchup. Parker and Karnofsky in the middle, and Alford. Alford's going to give them Bryce Alford's going to give Gonzaga fits, and so I think the question will be what Wilshire's going to be able to do. Should be fun. Should be a really, really nice game, and that is on the Friday. That's in Houston. Nice pairing there in Houston with Duke and Utah and UCLA and Gonzaga. Yeah. So I guess that's it. Didn't really have too much more to talk about. I will be still on the road next week, and so I guess. With that, let you know what you're listening to, and then head on my merry way. So you are going to listen to Enthusiast by Tours, and it is a little bit of electronic dubstep type stuff. And just looking for the album, and the album is. I guess it doesn't really have it, but yeah. So Tours is the name of the group, and of course, as always, the music is available on freemusicarchive.org. Go check it out. Enjoy the basketball. Two more weekends of this great stuff, and I'm looking forward to being in the Staples Center. First time I'll be in the Staples Center, so that'd be pretty cool. And I don't know if they're going to have the banners, but I kind of doubt it. They'll probably have them covered, I'd imagine. But still, should be exciting to see who's there. Not that I'm a star watcher at all, but still will be kind of neat to see who's around. So, with that, enjoy the basketball, and we'll catch you next week.
Dan Prashella from ESPN College Basketball. You're listening to Taking the Charge.